We have recited until the end of the 12th juz of the Holy Quran. And as we are all aware that the first 10 nights have gone by of the month of Ramadan, and from here on start this, the middle part of the month of Ramadan, which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, "Awwaluhu rahmah." The first part of this month is when the special mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends. وَأَوْسَطُهُ مَغْفِرَةٌ. This middle part of the month of Ramadan is when Allah Rabbul Izzat forgives in abundance. So beloved brothers, this is the time when we should be making dua for forgiveness of our sins, forgiveness of the sins of our parents, our family members, wives, children, and for the entire ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Of what was recited tonight in the Taraweeh Salat, there are two sections that is outstanding from the rest. One is about Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, the story of Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam at the time when the flood had descended. And the second of it is the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we are revealing to you the best of all stories. أحسن القصص, the best of all stories. So I don't know which one must we talk about. We spoke about both already. Everybody know both stories already. Some is saying yes, some is saying no. It's too long. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is too long. Okay. Before we start with the Tafsir Munatir, I must explain about the mas'ala that took place in the Salat. Where Mulana Ibrahim Sahib make a, he sat down after the first rak'at. We were in a doubt and the rest of the masjid was quiet. I don't know if everybody else was in a doubt or asleep or whatever. But nobody said nothing. And then afterwards Mulana Ibrahim make the sajda to sahu. So I'm sure there was times when I had make mistake in salat and I made sajda to sahu. And there was tonight. And you saw the two different ways. For those who obviously took note, there's others who know nothing different to play. But for those who took note, you will have noticed the difference. According to Imam Shafi rahimahullah, if you're going to make sajda to sahu, you will not make no salam and you will make the two sajdas, and immediately after the second sajda you will come up and you will make salam. Right? That is how we normally make if we make a mistake. What Mawlana Ibrahim did was according to Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, where you will first make one salam, then you will make the two sajdas, then you will sit back in tashahud and you will read at-tahiyyat again complete with the dua to the end, and then you will make salam. Understood? This is the two different ways of doing it. Okay. Dawood say we finish Had Nuh alayhi salam and Yusuf alayhi salam, so we must say another story. وَلَقَدْ جَاءَتْ رُسُلُنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ بِالْبُشْرَى. The Malaika came to Ibrahim alayhi salam with glad tidings. When they came to his door, قَالُوا سَلَامًا, they greeted with السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ. قَالَ سَلَامٌ, he replied also with salam. فَمَا لَبِثَ, he didn't wait a long time, أَنْ جَاءَ بِعِجْلٍ حَنِيرٍ. When Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam brought forth a cow that was a calf that was prepared. It was in our time it was bride from Ibrahim alayhi salam time. So if you have a bride, you can see you following his sunnah. فَلَمَّا رَأَى أَيْدِيَهُمْ لَا تَصِلُوا إِلَيْهِ. When Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam saw that the visitors that had come to his house, not one of them is going forth to eat from the food. Nakira, whom he did not like what he saw, because any other visitor that you come to your house, whatever you put down, they're going to eat from there. If you go to somebody's house, even if you ate before you went there, you will take something out of goodwill. The person is giving you something. Now Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam lived on the side of in the desert. So whoever had to come to him, there was not by every garage there was a takeout or something. There was nothing like that. It was in the desert. So every person that would come there would have traveled a long time. So by the time he reached Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's house, he would obviously have been hungry. But the visitors of Ibrahim alayhi salam never took anything. وَأَوْجَسَ مِنْهُمْ خِيفَةً He started to have a certain worry in his heart. When this happened, قَالُوا They said to him, لَا تَخَفْ O Ibrahim, do not be afraid. They knew that this was his condition of his heart. They told him, don't be afraid. Now how did they know? You don't know what is going on in another person's heart. So they told him, إِنَّا أُرْسِلْنَا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِ لُوتٍ Allah Rabbul Izzat has sent us. Our mission is not to you, but it is to the people of Lut. We are the malaika of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not far from there, to the side, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's wife was standing. And then she heard them give Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam some good news. وَمْرَأَتُهُ قَائِمَةٌ His wife was standing on the side. فَضَحِكَتْ You could hear the sound of her laughter. فَبَشَّرْنَاهَا بِإِسْحَاقِ We gave her glad tidings of a son that is going to be born to them. And not only did they give them glad tidings of a son, وَمِنْ وَرَاءِ إِسْحَاقَ يَعْقُوبِ Ishaq is going to have a son also, and his son's name is going to be Yaqub. So it's not like you're going to have a child, but maybe the child will die before the time. Or anything like that. Allah save us from anything like that happening. And whoever went through it, may Allah make it easy for them. But they gave him glad tidings. They don't worry, you will have a son and you will have a grandson also. Qalat, the wife then came out and she said, Ya waylata, how is this going to happen? A'alid, I'm going to have a baby, wa ana ajuz, and I'm old. She was 96, ne? She was 96. So she said, I'm old, how am I going to have a baby? وَهَذَا بَعْلِي شَيْخَا And this is my husband, he's old already. Allah knows best what she meant by that. إِنَّ هَذَا لَشَيْءٌ عَجِيبٌ This is something which is strange. قَالُوا The malaika mentioned to her, أَتَعْجَبِينَ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ Are you amazed by the order and the command of Allah? رَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ عَلَيْكُمْ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ This is a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and it is the blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O dwellers of this house. Innahu hamidun majid. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very grateful for what you do. And Allah ta'ala praises you on what you do. فَلَمَّا ذَهَبَ عَنْ إِبْرَاهِيمَ الرَّوْعِ After this whole situation in the heart of Ibrahim alayhi salam settled down, he got the good news, everything was gone. وَجَاءَتْهُ الْبُشْرَى He got the news. يُجَادِلُنَا فِي قَوْمِ لُوتِ Now he started to argue with the malaika as far as the people of Lut alayhi salam was concerned. In another section of the Holy Quran, he said, قَالَ إِنَّ فِيهَا لُوتًا He told the malaika that in that town there is Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. Lut alayhi salatu wasalam was a person who had been with Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. He accepted Iman on the hands of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And then Allah Rabbul Izzat sent him to that people as a Nabi. Right? In that time, many times we hear about this in talks, in bayans, when the Jamaat come, they talk about this thing. In that time it was not permissible for a person just to get up and go on his own and invite somebody towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. No other ummah has been given this. If you were to do that, and Allah wanted you to do it, then Allah would have made you a Nabi, then only could you go and do it. Not like how we can just go and knock on somebody's door and tell him about the greatness of Allah. You couldn't do that. It had to be done with permission. Allah gave this ummah a special permission that we can do that at our free will and go. One of the ni'mas which Allah Rabbul Izzat has blessed the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam with Allah had given us. Like how I'm sitting and talking to you. If it was in that time of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam of past, I would not have had permission to do this. You would have first have to receive nubuwat from Allah, and then only could you do it. That is how it worked at that time. Malaika said to him, Ya Ibrahim, wa'arid an hadha. Oh Ibrahim, leave this alone. Innahu qad ja'a amru rabbik. Allah's order had come. Wa innahum atihim adabun ghayru mardud. Such a severe punishment is coming to them that will not be turned away. They told Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Nahnu a'lamu biman fiha. You don't worry, we know who's living there. You don't need to inform us. We know exactly what is going on and what the people are doing. وَلَمَّا جَاءَتْ رُسُلُنَا لُوطًا. When the people came to the house of Lut alayhi salam, see abihim, he found it very difficult to have guests. وَضَاقَ بِهِمْ ذَرْعًا. His heart had become narrow, it had become difficult. وَقَالَ هَذَا يَوْمٌ عَصِيبٌ. And he said, this is going to be a very difficult day for me. Why? This men came inside the house. The malaika had taken the shape of men. Obviously they are malaika from Allah Rabbul Izzat, so they would come in a form of very good looking people. When Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam used to come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he used to take the form of Dihya Kalbi. He used to take the form of one of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Dihya Kalbi radiallahu anhu. So the people wouldn't know, is this an angel or is this the Sahabi who is coming to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is how handsome that Sahabi himself was. So then these malaika come into the house of Lut alayhi salam in a very good looking form. What happened? وَجَاءَهُ قَوْمُهُ يُهْرَعُونَ إِلَيْهِ. His people, the people who were living around him, came to his house. وَمِنْ قَبْلُ. From before this, كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Allah Rabbul Izzat mentions that they used to do all these filthy things. He goes out to them and he speaks to them and he says, يَا قَوْمُ. O my people, هَؤُلَاءِ بَنَاتِي. If you want to, here is my daughters. If you want to marry them, هُنَّ أَطْهَرُ لَكُمْ. It is better that you rather get married to them. It is more pure and more clean for you. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تُخْزُونِي فِي ضَيْفِي. Don't disgrace me in front of my visitors. أَلَيْسَ مِنْكُمْ رَجُلُ الرَّشِيدِ. Isn't there one understanding person from amongst you? قَالُوا. They replied, لَقَدْ عَلِمْتَ مَا لَنَا فِي بَنَاتِكَ مِنْ حَقٍ. Oh Lot, you know that we are not interested in the daughters. وَإِنَّكَ لَتَعْلَمُ مَا نُرِيدٍ. You know exactly what we are for. Now brothers, when this thing will spread amongst people, you will not, the first thing that will go away from people who is involved in this sin that the people of Lot, in this homosexuality, the first thing that will go from you will be your faculty of understanding. The first thing that will leave you is your ability to understand and differentiate. It will go away. Allah will take it away. The first bala that happens. So this is what they were doing. And this is something we hear about in today's time also. You hear this, exactly the same thing is happening. If you listen to the stories from the prison and stuff like that, exactly the same thing is happening. Isn't it? Many of us must have heard about it already. So the people, the nation had come to the house of Lut alayhi salam so that they can get hold of his visitors. Imagine that. قَالَ لَوْ أَنَّ لِي بِكُمْ قُوَّةً. Lut alayhi salam said, how I wish that I had some strength and some power. أَوْ أَوِي إِلَىٰ رُكْنٍ شَدِيدٍ. Oh, I had a pillar of strength by me. I had a pillar to lean on, something strong to lean on. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and Sahaba radiallahu anhum were complaining to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of the difficulties that they were undergoing in Makkatul Mukarramah. The whole hadith is narrated where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with his legs up and he had a scarf tied around him and he was sitting and relaxing in the shade of the Kaaba. And he mentioned to Sahaba radiallahu anhum that how difficult must that day have been on the heart of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, when he have visitors in his house and by the door the people are trying to force the door open. They are trying to force the door open so that they come and do haram of his visitors. When he was undergoing this difficulty, قالوا, they said to him, Ya Lut, O Lut, Inna Rusulu Rabbik. Don't worry, we have been sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَن يَصِلُوا إِلَيْكَ. They will not be able to come close to you, they will not do us nothing. You don't worry, you relax. So it is mentioned that one of the malaika went to the door. He went to the door and he opened the door. As the people were forcing to come inside, he wiped his wing over their faces. He wiped his wing over their faces. And it is mentioned that when you looked at them after that, there was no eyes, no nose, no mouth. It was one straight, flat piece of flesh. That was the beginning of the punishment of Allah Rabbul Azzam. Allah told him, فَأَسْرِ بِأَهْلِكَ. Take your family members and leave quickly from this town. بِقِطْعٍ مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ. When the night has approached. وَلَا يَلْتَفِتْ مِنْكُمْ أَحَدٌ. Not one of you should look back and turn back. When you walk away, carry on looking ahead of you and just go. Don't look back again. إِلَّا مْرَأَتَكَ. Accepting your wife. Accepting your wife. The wife of Lut alayhi salam did not accept Iman. Allah Rabbul Izzat mentions it on the last page of the 28th juz of the Holy Quran. That there are two women. Huh? Who is that woman? Come here. Give some help. Nuh alayhi salatu was salam and Lut alayhi salatu was salam. The two of them, their wives did not accept Islam. كانتا تحت عبدين من عبادنا صالحين. Both of them were married to pious servants of ours. فخانتاهما. They went against our servants. فَلَمْ يُغْنِيَا عَنْهُمَا مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا. By them being married to pious people made absolutely no difference in the eyes of Allah Rabbul Izzat. This is why we said the other night also, وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةُ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. One does not carry the burden of another one. Doesn't mean your wife is pious, you're going to get the highest stage in Jannah. No. You will work together to please Allah Rabbul Izzat, then you will be together in Jannah. If you don't do it, you will not. وَلَا يَلْتَفِتْ مِنْكُمْ أَحَدٌ. No one should look back. إِلَّا مْرَأَتَكْ. The wife is going to do it. إِنَّهُ مُصِيبُهَا مَا أَصَابَهُمْ. The same thing that is going to happen to them is going to happen to her. إِنَّ مَوْعِدَهُمُ الصُّبْحِ. Their appointed and promised time is when the morning has approached. أَلَيْسَ الصُّبْحُ بِقَرِيبٍ. That, O Lord, and also for us also, isn't the morning time something which is very close to where we are now? Once night has fallen, the morning is very close to it. فَلَمَّا جَاءَ أَمْرُنَا. Allah Rabbul Izzat mentions that when our order had come, جَعَلْنَا عَالِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا. Whatever was on top of the earth, of that part where they were living, we made it the bottom of it. وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهَا حِجَارَةً مِّن سِجِّيلٍ مَنْضُودٍ. On top of that, we rained down stones. Stones which had inscription on it. It is mentioned that every person who was living in that town, his name was inscribed on a stone and that stone was thrown back on the ground. It is mentioned from some narrations that when Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam took the top of his wing, and he lifted the town of Lut alayhi salatu was salam up, the animals could be heard in the first heaven. And then he turned it around and he threw it back. To date, we done research on it. I told everybody in time, do research on the stuff. The lowest sea on the face of the earth is what?
Dead Sea.
Right. The Dead Sea is such that you cannot go down in the water. Why? The salt content of that water is that high. In every other ocean, where is the salt content mostly? What happens to salt? It don't stay up, it goes down. So what does that tell you? That whole thing is upside down. The stones that is found on that place of the earth, for a radius of 200 kilometers around, you don't find the same type of limestones. The loose stones that is laying on that part of the earth, In a radius of 200 kilometers around, there isn't the same type of stone around there, till today. وَمَا هِيَ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ بِبَعِيدٍ. That all of this is not a very far away from those who oppress and who disobey the commandments of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So beloved brothers, this is what Allah Rabbul Izzat has mentioned in the Holy Quran. In today's time, people say there is nothing wrong with it. Yes, Allah Rabbul Izzat has promised Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that at one given time he will not destroy a whole section of the ummah. He will not do it. It is a promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those type of punishment that had come to them, Allah Rabbul Izzat will not bring it upon this ummah. But beloved brothers, it doesn't mean that everybody will be free from it completely. That is what they got in the dunya. Imagine what is going to be the condition in the hereafter. So we make dua that Allah Rabbul Izzat saves us from getting involved in any of that type of things. In today's time you can see it is becoming more widespread and more widespread. That Mulana that was here the last time, Mulana Dawood Sahab, he mentioned that it is happening even till into the Muslim communities. It's happening. So as much as we can make an effort, stay away from it, stay clear from it. When a youngster's time has come to get married, get him married. Leave all the technicalities aside. Why? Because this thing becomes more widespread in places where that is not possible. Too many fancies, too many attachments, too many technicalities attached to it. It becomes impossible for somebody to get married. And what happens is, like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, that when the partner of a person is found, and then you do not get him married or get her married, Allah تَفَعَلُوهُ, if you do not do it, تَكُنْ فِتْنَةٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ, there will be fitna on the face of the earth, وَفَسَادٌ عَرِيضٌ, and a very severe fasad. So let us, inshallah, look at every possible way how we can steer away from this type of things. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. نويتو أن سوما غد أن أدائي فرضي شهر رمضان هذه سنتي لله تعالى. Sweet Abdul Fattah, how much have we collected for the security so far? How much? 570. We still short 3,000 rand. Huh? Yeah, 3,000. Yes. So, inshallah, let us see how we can get rid of the bulk quickly, inshallah.